Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of RMU Chat on RMU Radio, RMU Radio's premier talk show. My name is Malik Johnson, and on the mic, I've got Greg with me.
Hi. I didn't know I was supposed to speak there.
That's all right. Luke.
Yes.
Luke. Okay, I've been calling you Logan. You're not Logan. If you've never listened to RMU Chat, each of us come to the table with a brand new topic. We discuss it for about 15 minutes for your amusement. And have a good time. Generally, how have you guys been?
Not bad. I mean, you know, Malik, we both took a we both took a column theory test this morning.
I'm
not exactly sure how that went overall, but that's how my morning has gone. I discussed a book last class, and I took that test this morning, so
what
now
book?
I'm done for the day. It's for immigration history. It's called How the Irish Became White. Noel Ignatieff, I think is how you say his last name.
You were telling me about this book.
Yeah.
How is it?
It's actually, it's a dense book because...
Okay, that's not good.
But right. It's a very dense book because of how the, like, it's written by a history major.
Yeah.
So it's a dense book to read because it's just a bunch of history stuff. But it's not bad overall. There's a lot of good stuff in it.
All right. And Luke?
What have I done today?
Yeah, what have you been up to?
I took an art and humanities test. Okay. Probably didn't do too well.
It's always next time.
Tried the cramming method. And
don't do that.
Wasn't looking good, but
yeah.
Probably okay.
I had to do, so for our test that we had to take, we had to turn in study journals. Or I guess that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
I did mine at the very last minute, and by the last minute, I mean I was up at 4 o'clock in the morning writing these study journals for a 9:30 class?
9:30, yes.
9:30,
correct.
Yeah, I'm never going to do that again. Or at least I say I'm not going to.
I was about to yell at you because it's a 9 o'clock class and you think it's a 9:30 class, but that was last semester.
Never mind. Last semester, I had a 9 o'clock class where I showed up twice at 9:30.
It was only a 50-minute class.
So I would show up. So
every time the press looked at him and went, "Why are you here?"
I was good at sleeping in last year.
Very good.
Very good.
And then sleeping in class also.
Sleeping in class. I have a couple classes where I have not been awake for more than 3/4 of the class.
More than 3/4?
More than 3/4 of the class I have spent asleep. It's great. Yeah. Getting into the topics, we just had our discussion in the newsroom started. We're going to talk about why children's cartoons are terrible nowadays.
Why they're terrible? And you just turn on Nickelodeon, Disney, whatever, you see it's like right there. You can't like deny the fact that they're awful programming for children.
But what happened? We had...
I think they tried to grow up with a certain generation, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like they tried to keep our generation in the fold.
Yeah.
And they just forgot the whole purpose of children's television.
So you think there's better like young adult programming than
yeah.
That makes sense. There's like regular
it's more
show.
Focused towards young adults.
Okay.
See, I feel that like they just got way too stupid with the stuff. Like
yeah.
their content just that became too. Very stupid and simple.
Yeah.
Like their jokes are like somebody farts and they're like, "Oh, it farted. It's
yeah.
funny. Look at that."
Fanboy and Chum,
yeah,
Sanjay
exactly
and Craig.
Exactly what I'm talking about. But like I feel like that's what happened because like quality television, like whenever we were kids, was like Jimmy Neutron,
yeah.
It was like Rocket Power on TV,
ooh.
Like all those great shows, like epitomize like the 90s children, like
yeah.
That's what was on TV, like shows that people watch on Boomerang now,
yeah.
If that's still a thing.
Boomerang is still a thing, but you have to pay $14.99 a month in order to watch Boomerang.
I'm objected to that, but anyhow, like I just feel like they got too simple and too like stupid with this stuff, because like Cat Dog, I feel like, was the beginning of that stupid, simple comedy.
See, I think Cat Dog was still okay. Like, it was still, like, very base comedy, but it wasn't over the top. I think I've done this before where I've went through different cartoon timelines, and I'm like, where do you see the drop-off? For Nickelodeon, I don't remember what it was. I think it might have been Fanboy and Chum Chum.
Fanboy and Chum Chum? Which one was...
That was the one where there was the small fat kid and the really tall, like, stick kid, and they were dressed up as superheroes, and they really just did stupid stuff.
Oh, the one with, like, that, like the glacier place, like that glacier, yeah, like, store. Yeah. That's the only place they were ever at?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I gotcha. I can understand that.
For Cartoon Network, it was a little more interesting, right? Because Cartoon Network had pretty, like, solid cartoons. Even now, it's still probably the better one of the three. But it started when they tried live-action cartoons with a show called Out of Jimmy's Head, which was terrible.
Never seen that. I've never seen that show.
It was basically, like, a cartoon. Like, some boy had to get brain surgery, and a famous cartoonist had just died, so they implanted his brain into the kid. And the kid starts to hallucinate and see, like, the cartoons from the cartoonists.
It sounds like a drug trip.
Yeah.
That's
pretty much what it was. And then I looked at the Wikipedia a couple weeks ago when I was going through the cartoon timelines, and, like, the cartoonist apparently had a son who was, like, trying to steal back his father's brain and, like, make an empire out of it. It was terrible.
It sounds like a very bad twisted drug trip.
That's not, it's not good.
You know what show I do remember, though?
What?
Chalk Zone.
Chalk Zone was great.
Oh, that was amazing.
Chalk Zone.
Like, he, like, always, I don't care. Like, he always lost his piece of chalk that was magical somewhere in this world. Yeah, they always pick up a chalk that wasn't working. He's like, well, this isn't good.
The main premise of the show.
But it was so good. Like, every episode was different. It's kind of like Scooby-Doo. Like, they always catch a ghost or a monster, and they always unmask them. Like, you know it's going to happen every episode.
It's the journey.
Yeah, it's just like how they progress it. But, like, nowadays, it's like, oh, well, this is a day of life in Sanjay and Craig. And Sanjay farts, and Craig's like, hey, that's funny.
They eat hamburgers and laugh about it. They eat wings.
They eat spicy wings.
All right.
It sounds impossible. That. It sounds like a downgrade from Beavis and Butthead.
It's a very immature Beavis and Butthead. Yeah,
like, imagine. I think that's the issue. I think they took, like, really popular young adult cartoons, and they were like, let's make this for, like, 13-year-olds. What would a 13-year-old Beavis and Butthead look like?
Very true. I can see that, yeah.
Any other thoughts on cartoons?
How about those Fairly Odd Parents, though? Like, any normal thing you see that's pink and green seems actually like Cosmo Wanda.
That was another one that I think really fell apart, and it's still going on. But now there's a baby. There was a dog.
They draw after I can't remember what the kid's name was, but, like, after that baby was born,
Poof.
Yes. Yeah. Like, after Poof was born, like, it wasn't bad. Like, it kind of added to the show. Like, there's a whole other aspect.
And then they added the dog.
But then they started I think the problem was they probably started losing, like, viewers. So, like, oh, let's throw in this magical dog that's the same thing as Cosmo.
Yep.
The same person, but dog form.
And then they added an Australian girl.
Yeah, like, his, like they had to share. Like,
there's a fairy shortage.
They definitely started.
You guys watch way too many cartoons.
No, we don't watch too many cartoons. We're just very well cultured. Yeah. Gosh. But, no, like, I just feel like they started losing viewers, so they tried gaining them back in any way possible, and it just didn't work.
It's not great.
Wait, Luke, are you the youngest of your family?
I have two much younger sisters, so I'm, like, the oldest of my family.
I was going to say, though, because, like, I remember when my little brother was born, I was 6, so I was still watching cartoons. But, like, it just extended the amount of time I got to watch, like, baby cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, everything that I watch is extended by 6 years.
Yeah.
I have a sibling that's 6 years younger than me, and then there's two underneath of him. So I have an eternity of cartoons to watch, because by the time my little sister turns 13, I should have children. So by the time she's 13, it's just going to be a repetitive, constant loop of children's cartoons. So I just have a very, very well-experienced career in cartoon watching.
What was your favorite baby cartoon? Like, the preschool cartoons? Because I was a big fan of Mickey Mouse's Clubhouse.
See,
that was the good.
My favorite preschool show was something that a lot of people haven't heard of. It was called Kipper.
Kipper? I vaguely remember this. What's this about?
Kipper. It's about a dog, and he just has adventures with his friends. And the intro song is like, Kipper, the dog with a slipper. That's Kipper. No, that's a frog. Like, there's a whole thing to it. I remember it. My mom seen, like, the CD, like, a bunch of seasons on it. She bought it for me. I watched it, last year in my dorm. It was amazing. My roommate's like, Greg, what's wrong with you? Like, nothing. This is my favorite show ever. And after I watched it, I realized it was just a dog on, like, a white background doing adventures with subtle color pops. It was the most generic show. But I would watch it all over again. Like, if I had it on me right now, I'd probably go in the newsroom and watch it. That's it's amazing.
Yeah, I liked Octonauts, too. That was another quality show.
Yeah, I remember that one vaguely. Like,
or Octonauts. Yeah.
No, I was a big,
still going on, actually.
Big fan of Kipper.
Yeah.
Like, it came on one time at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, no. I got really excited.
That's great.
My roommate would have been sleeping. I probably would have popped some popcorn.
You should have did it anyways.
Probably should
have.
I'm
sure he would have appreciated popcorn like, popping.
Greg, what are you cooking? I'm like, popcorn? Right. Why? It was just Kippers on, whatever.
All right, and that's all we have for cartoons. And when we come back, Greg, do you have something to talk about?
Malik, you know me well enough by now that I will make it up as we go.
All right. When we come back from the break, we're going to listen to Greg make it up as we go along. Stay tuned to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Welcome back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. I'm your host, Malik Johnson, here with Greg Sutton. Say something, Greg.
I don't know why, like, you do that to me. Like, you just say, like, I think you're going to go over and, like, say all of our names, and then you're just like, and Greg's going to talk.
Point to Greg.
Nah.
You're up, man.
But, so, can we talk real quick about how, like, I've heard of people having, like, friends having babies together.
Oh.
Like, so, like, their babies grow up to, like, be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, can we talk about how the Kardashians, like, three of them are pregnant right now?
So, for all the people who don't really care about the Kardashians, like me, who all is pregnant?
Well, we've got Kim. Kim's pregnant.
Is Kim pregnant
now? I think Kim's pregnant still.
Kim's pregnant again?
I think Kim's pregnant again, yeah. I think she's pregnant.
We have what? We have North.
We have North.
Saint.
Saint, yes. So I think there's a third on the way.
There's a third on the way.
But
right,
cool. I think Kim's pregnant. I'm pretty sure that's a thing. And then after like Kim announced her pregnancy, we find out that her littlest of sisters, Kylie Jenner, is 5 months along, which is crazy because she doesn't look like she has a kid inside of her stomach. Well, near her stomach, I guess it's not inside for all these people. They're like, oh my God, he said that babies come from their stomachs. He's so stupid. But no. But, and then we later find out, like 2 days later after Kylie's pregnant, that that Chloe's also pregnant. So I just want to put that on the table for discussion and ask why three sisters decide to have kids, and one of them was trying to keep it a secret for 9 months.
Who was trying to keep it a secret?
Well, I mean, apparently Kylie, because it's been five
months. It's been 5 months. She hasn't been like, oh, look, by the way.
B-dubs, I have a child in me. It's whatever.
The Kardashians are probably the second best business people in America.
Yes.
After who?
So
Donald
agree.
Trump.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. You're probably right.
But here's the thing. Here's the problem. You have, what, North and Saint already?
Yep. Yeah.
Now you're going to have Kylie's baby, Chloe's baby, and potentially another...
Kim.
Kim.
Another Kim Kanye.
Kim Kanye baby.
Kim Kanye.
That's five more...
Kardashians.
Kardashians. That's another... Keeping Up with Kardashian spinoff.
What are you talking about? South is already like the hit star, I'd imagine, of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I would imagine. I mean, they're born, like, when you're born.
But I'm saying, like, it gives you opportunity to, like, once they're already, like, okay, yeah, we're done with this show, they already have another five kids to work with to, like, yeah, hey, look, here's life.
I know, it's crazy. Like, I don't understand.
That's what the problem is.
The Kardashians are, like, the most uninteresting people. They're just people that are, I don't even know why they're famous.
No.
I don't know why.
No. The worst was Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah. Honey Boo Boo was terrible.
Because, like,
that epitomized American culture. Yeah. Like, if you want to stereotype.
The rest of America's going, like,
if you wanna
why not us?
Like, if you want to stereotype American country, you instantly think of Honey Boo Boo. She can barely speak proper English. Her mom didn't work. Her dad was a country bumpkin with no teeth. And her nickname was Honey Boo Boo. Her favorite pop or drink was Mountain Dew. Like, that was the epitome of American culture. And 90% of the people
American
on the show
Midwest
were obese.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, that's another epitome. But, like,
yeah,
does anybody know why the Kardashians are even famous?
So I do actually. I had a whole conversation about this fall semester, last year, about the Kardashians and their, like, tree of
fame.
So it all started when the dad Kardashian, Rob Kardashian, who was actually, like, an Olympic, like, athlete.
Bruce Jenner was.
Bruce Jenner. Okay. Rob Kardashian was a lawyer.
Rob Kardashian was O.J. Simpson's lawyer.
That's the only reason why. No, listen, you want to hear something twisted? So during the O.J. Simpson trials, the second time around, Rob Kardashian was, what's the word I'm looking for? He was representing O.J. Simpson.
Yep.
The mom, who is Chris, right?
I think so.
Yeah, was there with Bruce Jenner in, like, the audience, if you will.
The audience of the courtroom.
Yeah.
The pulpit.
Yeah. So she was there with Bruce Jenner, like, supporting Rob Kardashian. It's twisted.
So that's really it.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is that their dad, like, I knew Bruce Jenner was an Olympic athlete.
Yeah.
Who is now
Caitlyn Jenner,
which just brought him more fame. But
or is it her? Brought her more fame.
I would call it a him.
Okay.
I think.
I think it doesn't say it. Does it matter at this point?
But I would consider it him.
Okay.
I think that's how you analyze that. But anyhow, I knew he was an Olympic athlete. But I had no clue how, like, the Kardashian name got famous. I'm like,
that's why.
So I understand Kylie Jenner and, like, every, like the Jenners.
The Jenners, yeah.
Like, that makes sense to me. But, like, I've never heard of the word Kardashian
before,
Kardashian. Like, 2006.
Yeah. Pretty much. So
thank OJ for that.
Yeah. Thank OJ Simpson. He's out now, so.
Hey. Thank the juice.
The juice. Juice is loose. But, no, like, I'm just curious on, like, why, like, representing OJ Simpson. Like, nobody... The guy representing Bill Cosby isn't going to get his own TV show with his family.
You don't know that yet.
Yeah, this is way too early to tell.
90% of chances say.
You probably won't.
He's not going to get
a
TV
show. Like,
I don't know.
Especially one that lasts this long and then end up with millions of Twitter followers for, like, each of them. That's a little ridiculous.
We'll see. After what's-his-face, Rob Kardashian, there's also Kim, who is a very attractive, very public-facing... She was back in the day. We all know what she did. And then that added to her fame.
Yeah, I think that
that was the real
the tape really was like the turning point of the why we have the Keeping Up with Kardashians.
This also hurts the American culture for the fact that kind of tape can bring you
into stardom, yeah.
Into stardom. I mean, like, that's just makes me cringe.
The oldest career in the Bible.
Yeah.
It's a career?
Yeah.
I mean, well, they made it into, like, a multi-million dollar
industry.
Like,
you know what I mean, though? Like, I don't understand that. Like, I don't understand people.
Listen,
it's so weird.
Kim's married to Kanye West. Chloe has Tristan Thompson. I mean, they're set for a pretty good one.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, and then you got Kylie, who just turned 20. And her ex-boyfriend, Tyga.
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 Tyga. got her, what, I think it was a Lamborghini for her 18th or 16th birthday.
Do you know the Ball Brothers? Do you know the Ball Brothers?
Yeah, Lonzo and Lamar. And then there's another one. There's Lonzo.
There's Lonzo. There's LiAngelo. And
LiAngelo.
And LiMelo.
This is the guy who says stuff on ESPN.
LeVar.
Yeah.
LeVar. I hate
Can beat Michael Jordan. Name.
Michael Jordan 101 is prime.
They bought LiMelo a Lamborghini. LaMelo's the youngest brother.
Yeah.
Well, I think he just turned 16 or he's going
I think he's
going
to be a junior in high school.
Yeah, he's junior in high school. So he's at 17 around 16.
Or 18. He's 16 or 17.
16, 17.
Yeah.
They bought him a Lamborghini, which, I mean, like, that's a pretty
the
big
The Kardashians
deal.
Bought him a Lamborghini?
No, the Ball. The Ball
okay.
family.
The Ball family, yeah.
He put on Twitter, like, 2 weeks later that people need to send him PlayStation cards and such.
Yeah.
Because he has no money to buy them.
Well, see, that's the thing. I feel like LeVar Ball is a very show-offy person. And I feel, I don't know why, but like, I can understand, okay, if you have millions of dollars, go ahead and buy your kid a Lamborghini for their 16th birthday. That's fine.
Don't do
it. I don't
buy
care.
Him a Chevy like the rest of us.
I don't
buy him a car.
I don't care. Like, it's not, I don't have a preference. If you have the money, go ahead and use it. But, like,
that's what I'm saying.
If you can't afford a $60 year-long PlayStation subscription
yeah.
after
he's
purchasing
like, he's like putting, like,
said Lamborghini,
like, hey.
There's no need for it. Like Lonzo's ZO2s that he released, like,
oh
I think
God.
It was about a year ago.
Yeah.
$500 for a pair of shoes
and
for somebody that
and the
hasn't
funny
even
thing
been
is,
drafted yet.
And the funny thing is, like, they were showing they're showing, like, his stats for, like, when he wore his signature shoe. His stats were down, like...
Yeah, he ended up wearing Kobe's.
60%. He ended up wearing Kobe's during the preseason.
Yeah,
he's,
and then,
like, going off.
They already released the LaMelo's. LaMelo has a shoe now.
Yeah.
It looks better than Lonzo's, but, like,
yeah.
It's still ugly. And then they discontinued the ZO2, and now they have a new ZO something.
ZO1s.
Yeah. I don't know, but, like, it's just, like, it's ridiculous. I don't know. Like, I don't understand the Ball family, apparently.
I don't get it basketball either.
Players.
Yeah,
I guess.
It's a little confusing.
Because, like, before he was even drafted, they made, like, millions of dollars off their own clothing.
Well, he was also the first player to, like, not – I mean, LeBron had a signature – line when he before he was drafted, but he signed with Nike. He already had that.
Yeah,
that
like he was like a
that
private,
big.
They
thing.
Wanted billions of dollars. Like he probably would have been signed by Nike after his like after this like his first season.
He probably
would have gotten a deal with
yeah.
Nike, but now like they wanted $1 billion for it. Like no, Nike's not going to give you $1 billion
for your name.
Yeah, after your dad trash talked about every person Nike's ever represented.
Yeah,
I mean.
Especially Michael Jordan. Like,
yeah.
You can't trash talk Michael Jordan. And,
no,
like,
you
expect
like,
to get a Nike and be like, hey, get this contract.
At least three or four people you can't trash talk in every sport. Michael Jordan is one of those people you don't trash talk in basketball. Like, you don't trash talk. Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic.
Kobe.
And Kobe are probably the big four that you don't trash talk in the NBA.
No.
Because LeBron leaves himself open for that kind of stuff. But, like, those are the big four in the NBA. And when you say those are sacred. When you say you can beat one of the best basketball players of all time,
the best
one on one in prime. That's not true. Like,
not true.
He played college basketball for a year.
Yeah, and he averaged, what, like 2 points a game or something?
I think he may have averaged 2 points. Maybe.
Maybe 2 points.
And then he transferred to get more playing time and never played again.
He also played in the NFL. Did you know that?
Yeah, he was on a practice team.
Yeah,
he was on a practice squad.
He was on the Jets.
For the Jets. Like, it's not a big deal. But, like, fame comes out of nowhere for a lot of people, and I hate it because,
well,
like,
I mean, well,
like the person invented silly bands.
The problem.
What?
Yeah, silly bands is a multi-million-dollar idea.
Yeah. Oh, hey guys, this rubber band looks like a dog.
That is good capitalism.
$3.
They made money.
Yeah, I know. It only lasted 6 months, but they made millions. Like I bought like at least 4 packs. Like that's stupid. I spent $16 on rubber bands shaped like horses. Like.
Entrepreneurship, that's what that is.
Stupid.
I mean, well, like, LeVar took advantage of what he had. Like, Lonzo's a pretty good basketball player. Like, without all the hype on all the fans and such, in his essence, he's a good basketball player. He just got lucky enough to, like, be recognized outside of just his high school or just his state and got into a national spotlight. And LeVar was like, this is my time to shine, sell my product. Here we go.
It's crazy though. Like, it's almost kind of offensive that somebody takes advantage of their children like that. Like the Kardashian thing. Like, Kris didn't take advantage of her kids. Like, her husband made her, like, famous.
Pretty much, yeah.
But like, in LeVar's case, you kind of gotta look at yourself in the mirror for a hot second, in order to make millions of dollars off your children.
I think he sees millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars is millions of dollars.
And Lamborghinis.
And Lamborghinis and...
No PlayStation subscription.
No PlayStation subscriptions at all.
What do you want for your birthday? PlayStation. You get a Lambo. you get a Lambo.
All right, guys. We're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, Luke.
Yes.
What discussion do you have for us?
Oh, man.
Anything?
I don't have anything yet. But
make it up as we go.
Off the head.
All right. When we come back, be sure to tune in to RMU Chat on RMU Radio. Figure out what Luke is going to have us talk about. Welcome back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. I'm your host, Malik Johnson, alongside with me, Greg Sutton. Greg, just say hi.
Hi.
And Luke, newcomer.
Hello. So let's talk about the new Twitter character limit, 280 characters. It's a big step. Listen, I always pride myself on trying to fit my whole tweet inside of it, and I was happy when I was able to get within 10 character
Yeah,
the art of tweeting is now lost.
Yeah.
That's the whole essence of Twitter is if you want to put something that's ridiculously long, go on Instagram, go on every other platform, I don't care.
No, that's a pet peeve of mine. When people post really long posts
I don't
on
read
Instagram,
them. I don't if it says if there's dot 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 continue read, I don't read it.
If it's
longer than two lines and a caption, I'm just going to keep going. I'll like your picture, I'm not going to read your caption.
Give me a nice photo shot or a selfie or whatever you want on Instagram.
Or if it's your man candy Monday or whatever. I'll just look at it oh yeah, cool. Keep moving. You know what I mean? Double tap move.
That's funny. Double tap and move.
Double tap and move.
Something like a military term. You go in the room, double tap move. Double tap move. Go, go, go. Fast execution. But no, I think it's a big move for Twitter because, sometimes when you want to tweet something, you're like, oh, this is something big. I got to talk about it. And then you're like, oh, wait, I only have 140 characters.
That's the beauty of it, though. It's getting as much information in a tweet as possible.
Yeah, that's always the game. There's a feeling you get when you tweet perfectly.
Exactly.
And you get everything you want to say in 140 characters. You hit send, you're like, that's it right there.
That's it. That's the message. There are people talking about an edit function on Twitter. That's
edit
even
function?
Worse. Like an edit your tweet after you
tweet
it out.
Yeah, that's not worse because there's times where you do send something, you're like, I just spelled wrong, and you kind of
aggravates. Nope. You gotta
delete the whole thing and start over.
Yep, that's how
that's
it works.
The only I wouldn't mind an edit feature. That'd be reasonable.
Again, the beauty of Twitter is that you are stuck with it.
But I mean,
I don't know. I don't use Twitter, so this is all you guys. I'm not a Twitter guy.
That's right, Greg. Follow Greg on Twitter. at, what is it, Century Media Greg?
Probably something stupid Century Media like
Greg.
That.
We're going to look up Greg's Twitter.
Go ahead and do that. There's probably three retweets. I've never tweeted myself.
All right.
I just don't tweet.
Twitter.com. Go ahead, Luke. You can keep talking.
So you don't have a Twitter, Greg? That kind of surprises me because, like, I have a Twitter. I only have, like, 27 followers, not going to lie. Because I don't care to, like, promote that I have a Twitter. It's just there to be there.
No, I just don't have a Twitter. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
It's probably my
least. Will you be a Twitter person now that we have 280 characters?
No.
No?
I just don't like tweeting about that kind of stuff because, like...
We found Greg's Twitter.
My thing is...
You found it?
Yep.
What is it?
At G Sutton Century.
I just don't.
It's all generic.
See, I feel that Twitter, in my opinion, is something that you do about everything you do, or like something you complain about. And I don't like telling people every little move I make or posting a lot of things. I'm more of like an occasional, like, "Hey, what's up, guys? Check this out."
That's fair.
Yeah, that's
like I'm not a big fan of like people like knowing what I'm doing.
I'm not gonna like tell you exactly what I'm doing every minute, but
I feel like that's what a lot of people do on Twitter.
Yeah,
and most of the time it's just a bunch of nonsense.
It's a millennial Facebook, if you will.
Yeah, and I'm more of a Facebook fan.
See, what I like is I hated Facebook. I followed way too many people from high school and middle school.
Wow.
So it's like baby pictures and like drama from back home. But Twitter is great because I just follow like people who write about video games, video game websites, news websites. So it's all like stuff that I want to read about.
Yeah.
And not like, I just had a baby, another one.
Wow, you're like 22.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Get it cut.
Yeah.
Wear your seatbelt, kids.
No, I just I'm not a fan. I don't know why.
You don't know. I mean, it's not for everybody, Greg.
It's not for Greg.
Yeah, I mean, Twitter, 280 characters. Now that we've got now the big star on Twitter right now is Mr. President.
Yes.
He's got
our commander in chief.
He's got what are we going to get out of the president's tweets?
Double the craziness.
Double the craziness.
Automatic.
He now has enough characters to declare war via Twitter.
He has enough characters to declare war via now without the 280.
That's fair, but if he's doing a really good job at it.
It's at some point something's going to go down where you just...
It's going to be terrible.
Yeah. Twitter's the black box for this presidency, I think.
Yeah, I think.
Like, it's the train wreck. The plane wreck, though. Like, here we go. This is what happened.
It's interesting because he's the first president to, like, really use Twitter like this, he's doing it terribly.
Well, Barack Obama was the only other president that Twitter was, for. But
he was, like, professional about it.
Yeah, he was like, taking the kids, going to Hawaii for a little bit. You know what I mean?
And you know when to use it and not to use it.
Yeah. He just wasn't going to go off and just start talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Close.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A little closer.
Everyone who just walked in, that is Avon. Avon, please move the mic closer to your face.
Oh, wow.
Saw, dude.
Yeah. Took a test today in psychology and finishing mad early.
So. All right, cool. Well, welcome to Army Chat. We're talking about Twitter. Now has 280 characters.
What was it before?
140.
I don't use Twitter as much. So.
See? Me and Avon are the same person.
Like, I've... Barely on social media. Like.
I remember when Avon followed me on Twitter, and I was really confused and really happy at the same time. It was like over Christmas break, and I was like, wow. I'm like at home.
Look at this. Just pop up. I was like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Crack my back. Ooh.
Good. Greg, I want to ask you, how's your show doing? Your Army tonight?
Oh, it went really well. It's on YouTube. Check it out. Leave some comments, let me know how it's going. Like, let me know if you guys like it. You guys come down to the live audience every other Tuesday, be here at 6:15. You guys come down, watch the comedy first row. But no, it's really good. It went really well. That would have been 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So it went really well. It was really funny. Like, it worked out. We had a very small live audience last time. We would hope to get it bigger, but it's a growing show, and I think people are going to like it the better we get. Like, the more times we do it, the better we get. You guys leave feedback. Maybe we can fix it to, like, you guys' likings. It's a good show.
It's really interesting because it's one of the shows that I don't work, so I get to, like, watch it as a person who would normally watch it. And it is, like yeah. last week was, like, this week, generally a funny episode.
Yeah, like, that's what we're trying
to... Yeah, I enjoyed the monologue this week.
The first week was, it was all trial and error.
Yeah.
It was the first time we've ever done, like, not the first time, but, like, it was one of the first times we've done something like this on campus.
Yeah.
So, it was definitely trial and error with a couple different things. Like, the monologue, it was a little long, a little arduous. We didn't have the crowd mic'd up right, so, but overall, I think we're going to develop and grow. I think this is going to be a show that can stay around for a little bit.
Yeah, I can definitely see it be here for the next few semesters at the very least.
Yeah, at least while graduating, I would say. Yeah. Like, yeah. Because like that way, it might be like a sports talk ordeal. Sports talk's been on for, I think this is like the third year now.
Third year, yeah.
Yes.
So it'll probably keep going after.
So I'm just trying to keep it going. Something to split up the monotony of RMU Live and our Kelowna Sports Center.
Yeah, not a sports show.
Yeah, something different. And I feel like this is the right thing to do that.
Yeah.
The politically incorrect of our time.
Yeah, see, mm-hmm. Except people are going to watch this. No offense to Eddie Sheehy.
Politically incorrect was actually like a really good show.
I'm not a big fan of politics.
I did not watch it.
I'm not a big fan of politics.
It's on the Army Central Media YouTube.
I will probably watch it.
But no, I feel like this is the right show for like this time of this generation. Like the people that are in Robert Morris right now, I feel like this is the right show for him because everybody talks about late night shows.
That's fair.
So I feel like this is the right thing to do right about now.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it went really well.
Are you gonna do
check it out?
Are you gonna do it all 4 years, or do you want to do it all 4 years?
I would love to do it every year. I think that'd be an amazing thing.
That's you.
I mean, unless like somebody else wants, like if I might produce it eventually. Like if we go to my senior year, maybe I'll jump into the high chair there senior year if Jocelyn Burns doesn't keep killing it like she is right now.
Jocelyn Burns production.
Yeah, and then I think it's a really great thing, and the graphic really worked out this week.
That was pretty cool. I like the intro graphic.
I love the exclamation point after my name.
Yeah. It took 3 hours to export that motion graphic.
Well, really? It's an amazing graphic. So I mean,
it was fantastic. It was worth it.
But like, I think it's a good thing. But check it out on YouTube. Leave some comments.
Let us know.
Like, leave some reviews.
Just call into the radio room right now.
Just call.
Yeah, I mean, if you're listening, call on in. I'll answer some questions. Leave me some reviews.
Call in 412-397-6816. Call into the radio room. We're here until 1:30. Just come in and...
call in and let us know what you think.
Call in. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I gotta ask, are we going to see another putt-putt golf... professional football golf, because that was the highlight of the first show.
We're gonna have to talk to Toby McMacintyre, see what he thinks, see if we can get Keith and Dariel back for another round. I know they got a little heated there in the first hole and the second hole.
We should get a referee for the second time,
but we could definitely get some gloves or something.
Yeah,
but we could definitely see if we can make that happen again. I think that'd be a good thing for Toby McMacintyre being an ex-pro, and a good thing for upcoming pros Keith and Dariel.
I saw it, and I was like, I want more of this, but I want there to be, like, a storyline to go through it.
Maybe we'll get, like, a background edition.
Yeah, like a Tom and Jerry-esque, like, there's a small thread going through everything, but, like,
still.
It's still just the same thing.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to Toby McMacintyre, Keith, and Dariel, and see what we can figure out for the next show, or maybe the show after that.
Like, a great hole for the next putt-putt would be down the steps into the studio.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's just a lot of steps.
It's complicated.
It's a long way to go.
But as we see around campus, it's slowly actually turning into fall. We have I've seen a couple people today in flannels and jeans, so that's a good move.
Exactly two people outside in flannels outside of the radio room right now.
Yeah, one of them doesn't matter. The other one's Tori.
Tori's cool.
Wow.
Wow. Just for all notice, the other one was Sam Anthony. And I think, no offense to Tori Flick, but I think Sam Anthony would win in a likeness poll any day of the week.
They should be able to hear you.
They absolutely should be able to hear you.
Come in.
But Sam's coming in right now.
Sam?
There's Sam.
Indians suck, bye.
Hey, wait, hey.
The Red Sox.
This isn't mine.
The Indians...
Oh, the baseball team.
I would just like to say that the Indians have only lost two games, unless they lost last night. They lose last night?
I don't care.
Well, before that note, the Indians only lost two games in the month of September. That's ridiculous.
That's impressive.
That's an amazing feat.
Aaron Judge hit 50 home runs.
He beat McGuire?
Yeah.
Tony McGuire. Tony?
Mark.
I know there's I know Toby. Tony McGuire. I've heard of him somewhere.
Tony McGuire?
Yeah.
I never heard of Tony McGuire.
But that's an amazing feat for a rookie. Especially, like...
The dude's 6'7".
Half of his home runs weren't like, oh, it's over the fence. It was like, oh, that's out of the park in the third deck.
Bomb,
it's in the party suites.
But that's an amazing feat also. Baseball's a hard sport to kind of like set records in.
Yeah.
Because people that came before you were there to like until I'd say early 2000s, people came to the MLB to hit home runs. That's the only reason.
Take steroids.
You were either there to pitch really fast, run really fast, or hit the ball really hard. And that's all you were there for. Now they're there for fundamentals. Like it's all like the ethic of the sport has changed drastically since the early 2000s,
yeah. I feel.
Because even if you look at the 90s tapes, like everybody's just hitting the ball as hard as they can.
Yeah.
There's no form. And now like they're trying to put pieces together to figure out how to hit the ball harder and farther.
Yeah.
So it's a crazy thing.
Baseball has kind of gone away from the whole big show type sport to now more of a.
It's more of a. It's actually becoming strategic in a way to where you can see, like, wow, this guy needs to fix this in order to do this.
Yes. Yes.
And but it's definitely a sport that I love to watch. Because it's growing so fast.
Make baseball fun again.
Yeah, make baseball great again. But, yeah, it's definitely one of those sports. And Avan,
yes?
my quote-unquote son.
Oh, yeah.
Son.
Just learned baseball last semester a little bit. I gave
congratulations,
him a little,
Avan.
Gave him a little dash of American pastime.
Oh, man. I thought it was really fun. I think it's almost similar to cricket, which I really enjoy either way.
I do not know the rules of cricket. I've watched it before. God. I just don't understand
it. Avan, I think this is where you jump in, bud.
Oh, this is where I jumped in.
Yeah, so you talk about cricket.
All right, cricket. So basically, in the basic rule of cricket, you got 10 outs instead of your original 3 outs.
Yeah.
All right? You guys have innings. We don't have really innings. It's just like bat and pitcher, and then you switch off after 10 outs or ball count. So we have ball counts in this game, so it's called over. 6 balls equal 1 over. And you could play from 20 over, so that's like 120 ball, to a test day match, which for basically cricket can go from like 3 hours to up to 5 days if you want to play that long. From the test match is like basically like you get a whole day to get all 10 outs and add up your score by the end of 5 days. And whoever gets the most score by the end of it wins the test series.
That sounds ridiculously long.
Cricket is nuts. And the funny thing about it is, like, the batter and the pitcher stand in the middle of the field. They're not, like, focused towards the back. They're focused in the middle of the field. And if I'm not wrong, like, it's a circle.
Yeah.
And you can hit a home run in any direction.
Yeah, pretty much. For you guys, home runs, ours is, like, a 6 run. If you hit, like, roll to the boundary, it's a 4 run, 2-1. And we're going to talk more about this after this small
after the break.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Avan is going to continue telling us more about cricket, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, that's fine. Let's talk about cricket.
Yeah.
Avan's Cricket Corner. That's what we've always
been
trying.
Yeah.
Oh, Avan's Cricket Corner.
Avan's Cricket Corner. When we come back on RMU Chat, on RMU Radio. Thank you. back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. My name is Malik Johnson, here with Greg Sutton.
Hi, I learned my lesson. I speak now when I hear my name.
We've got Luke with us.
Yes, I'm here.
And just joined us last segment, we have Avon.
Sawdudes.
Avon. I like how you said that. Avon.
Sawdudes.
So, Avon, I think we left off with a little bit of an Avon's Cricket Corner. Would you like to continue where we left off?
Oh, yeah, definitely, cricket. Man. So, yeah, you got 10. So, you got 10 outs. So, you got an average, I think, 11 players per roster. How the out system work? You got two runners, all right, in the middle. One, yeah. The one getting pitched at, and the one's like right behind the pitcher. In order to score, they have to run back and forth, like, in order to get one
yeah,
run.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's how you get a run. Common rules. For baseball, you actually like you don't bounce the ball. That's one thing with baseball. With cricket, you have to bounce the ball.
It's called bowling, correct?
Yeah, bowling. Actually.
Yeah, bowling.
It's still like you still have the same concept of spinning the knuckleball and everything, but you have to bounce the ball in order.
Or cricket. Oh, that'd be horrible.
Have you ever watched the movie? What's it called?
Slim Another Arm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a really good movie because it's cool because it kind of gives you.
Pirates organization.
They were. They're not anymore.
That kind of.
But it gives you an insight into like how hard it is for like people that played cricket to like convert. You would think it'd be easy like convert from underhand pitching to overhand.
No,
it's not
overhand pitching. Is it?
No, they're both
like an overhand like.
It's like you have to do like a full motion circle, almost like.
It's like a reverse softball pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like where baseball's like from like chest. To like
chest,
back,
shoulder, over.
And then yeah, it's weird. Yeah, this is a different motion,
you
I guess.
Actually, like at the angle, my arms all the way down there, like 180. You go from like 160 all the clockwork to probably like wait, hold on, 360. Probably like what's
like 90?
Yeah, and at a 90, it's like 270. So like almost at 270, you gotta let go of the ball at the degree.
Which is weird. It's so weird.
Like, yeah, so you go like, and plus you run like almost like I think 20 feet before.
Man, that sounds exhausting.
Yeah,
20 feet though, I would feel faster than lightning. Like baseball, it's 90 feet. Like
doing that. No, you said it could be 120 pitches or something.
For balls, basically. Yeah.
So at least 120 times doing that over and over.
Yeah, but 20 feet though, I would feel so fast.
Over like every two, three over. Okay, you switch out a player, let them pitch, and then yeah.
So every player pitches?
Eventually, yeah. If you want it like
they do
that.
Not the majors, but I mean, they can do the majors.
Yeah, but
I think the best part of baseball, when teams getting smacked, and they bring, like, the left fielder to come in and pitch. And
yeah, but that's
goes,
different,
like,
55.
Though.
Like, when you take a – like, you literally – you have a bullpen for a reason. Like, you have people that are designated to pitch for cricket. Yeah. Like, you're just like, oh, hey, Billy, your turn.
Pretty much.
It's weird. It's weird
and
concept.
And one common thing is, like, you guys have baseball gloves in cricket. The only gloves you have is the catcher's glove. Pretty much that's it. If you want to catch it from out of bounds, you had to catch it with your bare hand. And it's like cricket ball is almost similar to baseball, but I think it's like cricket ball is a little more rubber, I believe.
So it's like a cross ball?
That's the closest thing to it. It's like if a cross ball and a tennis ball combined together, that's pretty much. You got yourself a cricket ball.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like,
couldn't imagine you said bare hand.
No, like I gave Avon my baseball glove, and he was like, I get a glove? I'm like, yeah. Bud. What do you mean? He's like, in cricket, I didn't get a glove. I'm like,
pretty much. You just catch with your bare hand, and it stings all the time.
Yeah.
Like, pop up, like, probably, like, 90 feet, all the way straight to your hand.
It still sticks sometimes as a baseball glove.
Yeah, I know, but, like, and then, like, the weird thing about cricket is, like, the batter wears gear. Like, it wears full, like catcher's gear. Like,
shin guards, you got your little arm pad, you got the heavy duty
glove. You got the
glove.
Gloves, like hockey gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, it's weird. It's crazy.
You could get a helmet, but some people do calves, which not anymore. But you get like almost like a football helmet.
Yeah, you know? So it's basically a hockey goalie mixed with a catcher in baseball.
Because those ball goes around like, for fastballs, goes like. I try to convert it. It's like around 90 miles per hour.
So it's probably. like a fastball.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
But if you want a curveball, that's like usually around 70.
So it's basically the same speeds as a baseball, just bouncing, which is weird.
Yeah. That's
that'd be weird.
Yeah. But then, like, cricket and baseball are, like, really close relatives in theory. But, like, once you start getting into things, it's, like, it's, they're completely different.
Yeah. Which is really cool, in my opinion. I'm glad that I learned to know cricket more and baseball combined together. It's so interesting to me. And that's how I, like, get through gym class, basically. Because baseball and gym class sometimes, I'm usually just so
what
confused.
What is this?
Yeah, I was so confused. I'd be like, I don't know what you guys are doing. And I was, like, the losing end of it. Because, like, I always hold my bat, like underhand bat. It's like you're supposed to do overhand.
Yeah.
Because cricket bats weigh about, like, I would say, I think 5 pounds.
What?
I gotta search that up.
That's nuts. A baseball bat's usually under, like a pound.
Like 32-pound bat. Like, not 32-pound bat. Like, it's heavy.
Yeah, like I swung a 32.
I swung a 32 as well.
Or not a 32 ounce, but a 29 ounce. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Dude, you swung a 29 ounce?
Yeah, I swung a 32, 29.
Come on.
Yeah, bats. Oh, actually, typical bat weighs from 2 pounds to 3 pounds. Usually around there.
Huh. Yeah, okay, like baseball's so under
a
pound, though.
It's a little
heavier
than baseball bat.
It's a little heavier, yeah.
But, like, no, I swung a 32, like, inch.
So you swung a 29 ounce bat?
Yeah.
Wow.
I tried to swing a 33, and I couldn't get it around in time. I couldn't fix my timing with it. So I dropped it down, and my timing was almost perfect every time. Yeah. So it made a difference.
29-ounce bat makes me sad.
You know what makes me sad? What? You're complaining. I hit the ball. That's all that matters.
That's about it.
All right,
that's a small insight.
That's cricket and baseball. It's like rugby and football, you know?
Avon, we appreciate you coming in for Avon's Cricket Corner. That was so enlightening.
I'm trying to start that up, like, slowly, steadily. So.
We should have that segment on RMU tonight.
Oh, sure.
Avon's Cricket Corner. I think that should be a thing.
Random people play cricket.
Oh, absolutely. We should get, like, knock-off cricket gear.
Like, hey, I need you to hold this bat, and I'm going to throw a ball at you, right?
We could use oars as cricket paddles. That could be a thing. I don't know. It looks like they're setting something up with food, so I might try to pretend to be the person that they're giving food to. I think should be a thing.
There are speakers right outside the radio room that broadcast it's going on.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't say that. But
they're pretty quiet, but yeah. Just letting you know.
Well, now I know.
They're there.
Speaking of which, are you guys going to the career center, the career fair in Yorktown?
No.
I'm not.
Not interested.
No. Probably should, but I'm not going to.
For comm students is really not a real reason to.
Really?
No. There aren't, it's like a business.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Mm. Yep.
Save me the time.
Right.
Good luck.
No, I'm supposed to go for intro to engineering, but like today, I have a test in psychology, and I have another class right after that. But now I literally got an email that my class got canceled, and I finished the test early. I could have gone right now.
Yeah.
But I already told her that, like, hey, I'm not going to make it.
Just spending our time with us.
Yeah
you're on the radio.
So
I have friends to spend time with, not going.
You can give it a job.
Yeah, but yeah, I think it's really cool. I should go. We should all go there one day, maybe.
What, the career fair?
Yeah.
It's only one day. It's only one day.
Oh, man.
It's not like a carnival. It's not here for a week.
There are no carnivals in Moon, and that's really weird.
That's a lie. There's a condom carnival.
There is the condom carnival. But that's
yes, that is true.
That was a really that was a kind of sad carnival.
It wasn't fun at all.
It was a great carnival, okay.
What's up?
Hello.
Some random people walking by.
Yeah, I mean like a real carnival.
Oh, you mean like Ferris wheels and carnies and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you would have to do it like Moon High School. Like, there's no flat place to put it
in
Moon.
That's fair.
Yeah,
this place is like
Moon, like at the football field, maybe?
That football field's way too expensive, miss.
Yeah, there's nowhere to put it unless you want to do it on the runway at the airport. But I don't think that would go with
the
government.
That'd be great.
Do it at the parking lot of Moon High School, I guess.
Moon High School? I don't know if it's big enough.
I don't think so.
I mean, you don't have
to. If they did that, they'd have to do it, like, during, like,
just do it for a weekend.
It'd be weird.
The weekend's not long enough to have, like, a cost-efficient carnival.
That's fair.
Do we have it?
Malik's planning a carnival in his head right now.
No,
I can see his gears grinded.
We used to have the St. Bart's Fair where I used to live. St. Bart closed down, but there used to be a fair every year. I never really went, but it was always a really popular thing. I went to a Monroeville Fair once. That was really fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I went to the Big Butler Fair this year. The big thing.
I've never been.
The Big Butler Fair?
Never been there. We have a fair like my hometown, Hookstown Fair. Yep. Might have heard of it. Might not. It's pretty big.
I've heard of Hookstown.
Yeah, I've been there.
What?
Yeah. But yeah, that's what we have.
Yeah, we have a Big Butler Fair.
Big Butler
It's a big
fair.
Deal.
I mean, I always hear about it, but I've never gone.
It's not bad. It's decent.
Decent?
It's decent.
All right.
I mean, I'm not a big fair guy because I don't trust any of the rides because they come on trailers. I'm always afraid that the Ferris wheel is going to take off rolling away. Like, run away. And then after seeing that girl get tossed from that carnival ride this year, I'm like, I'm done. Especially like that wheel that you don't get buckled into and it just uses like energy to keep you pinned.
That's
like,
my favorite thing.
Nope. Like I watched a video of one time a guy put his feet up on that and stood like on the wall as it was spinning. I'm like, what? Not safe.
They have that at Kennywood, the volcano.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
You don't get buckled in?
No.
How is that safe?
Is it the enclosed one or the open one?
Like the one with the open top.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's scary.
It's science, Greg.
Yeah, I took physics. Trust science. I took physics.
Trust science. Physics.
Science,
I know exactly how it works. I just don't like the idea of it. Like, I understand, like, the centripetal force keeps you pinned up against the wall from how much, like, how fast you're going. So, like, your body wants to go this way, but your force is pushing you this way.
So you take a sharp turn in the car, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's what it is. It's like the inertia.
Yeah.
If inertia is holding you against the wall. But I don't like the idea of it. I don't like it at all. It's a terrifying idea to me. I don't like that idea. It's scary. I'm kind of upset. We didn't get any calls.
No.
Makes me a little sad.
A little sad.
I don't know, man. We can schedule that out later. We can have a RMU tonight jam session, I guess.
Darn.
I guess that's a Jocelyn question.
Oh, producer.
Jocelyn and Nick question, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Sounds like a fun thing. I'd be up for it.
Well, as long as you're up for it.
That's really all we have for RMU chat today. We're at our 1:30 mark. We've hit an hour.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you guys for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. Wait, I'm sorry. Wait.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You're welcome.
I guess.
Yeah, you can do that.
I stole this when we walked in. I'm going to put it back.
I walked into the news room and, like, I
remember that, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a class in there.
It's okay.
Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thank you all for listening to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, and be sure to tune in Thursdays from 12:30 to 1:30. I bring however many people I feel like into the radio room, and we discuss whatever we feel like for about an hour, 15 minutes apiece. We have a good time.
All right. See you guys.
See you. Have a good week.
Hasta luego. We'll be right back.